You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
Left the station yesterday and went and worked out. Didn't really want to. Wasn't in the mood. I forced through, Brian.
We proud of you. It's hard to do that day in and day out.
It's having an emotional day yesterday. I just wanted to get in the bed. Mm-hmm. I said, no, you made a commitment to yourself. Go do it. Came home, took a shower, and went to the new Lowe's Hotel downtown. Ooh, it's beautiful. That's my kind of schwank. That's where I need to be in my free time.
Of course. What was going on?
Maker's Mark is having a competition. A mixologist, like bartenders across the country, have come up with recipes using Maker's Mark. And you know, that's my favorite.
Pretty good.
Shouts out to Tamara McConnell. She's one of 16 contestants. She already beat out the person who was representing St. Louis. So she goes on to the next level. I told her, hey, come on the show. We're going to talk to her one day this week about how folks can help her compete against these other 15 losers. Shouts out to the Pretty Pistols posse. They were there.
Okay.
I told them, I said, I seen y'all on the news. I follow y'all. I just haven't joined the click yet.
That seems like
I want
your,
to.
Your type of thing.
Why would you say that?
Because you're pretty.
I am, but the main part is pistols.
Of course.
They train women on how to defend themselves. They'll go with you if you're wanting to purchase a gun to help you choose the right pistol for yourself. And conceal and carry classes. They do the whole thing, and it's a group of them.
Okay.
What did you do?
We had a good night of football practice last night. Shout out to my Seminoles, man. We getting ready for the season. I can't wait. We got a group of solid young men, training them, teaching them. I love it. I love this type of activity during the football season because you're really starting from the ground up and you're really starting to build your program up. So, yeah, I love it.
What type of coach are you? Are you a yeller and a screamer or?
I am a positive reinforcement yeller and screamer, if that makes sense. So what I do is my philosophy is I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. You can do it. You can do it. Come on, fam. So that's kind of where I am with it. But I will, you know, get in your ass, too, by yelling and screaming. But it's all for the kids. It's all for character building and making these young men great young men.
Aw, isn't that beautiful?
That's what
you.
It's all about. Through the teachings of football comes life.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s, mostly sunny and humid. Right now, you are clear 71 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Billboard has released its highest paid musicians of 2020 list. Now, this is deep during the pandemic, and these folks were still caking off. Taylor Swift grabbed the number one spot with 23 million. Mm. Post Malone came in with 23.2 million, with 12.4 million coming from touring prior to the pandemic shutdown and 8.1 million in overall royalties. Your boy Drake snagged the number six spot with 14.2 million. Young boy Never Broke Again. I'm shocked. He made 11.9 million.
His YouTube numbers and streaming numbers are out of the building.
10 million of those $11 million came from just that, Brian, streaming royalties, including over 1.4 billion in video streams, 6.2 billion in audio streams, and almost 7 billion in overall combined streams.
Making that real money.
Lil Baby came in at number 10 with 11.7 million. And other artists on the list, The Weeknd was number 11. DaBaby, who I'll be excited to see at our Hot 103 Jams Summer Jam August 14th, came in at number 17.
For $40?
That's why I mean, yeah, like Future's on that list too. And you be talking about he ain't caking off.
I mean, he came through with a conservative 8.2 million.
Yeah, conservative. Look at you.
$5, Buster.
Megan Thee Stallion became the first rapper to cover the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and she was looking good.
Yeah, buddy. Looking like, I bet not see her naked on payday.
You better cut that out. You got a fiance.
She know I'm playing.
Unless you gonna do it, right?
I'll go to Houston real quick. She did look fantastic, though. Lord have mercy.
And it looked like they didn't do any touch-ups or anything because there's like a little crease right here. Well, I said, okay, they let her be au natural.
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
Keep it on.
That must be jam because jelly don't stack like that.
Doja Cat spoke to Nick Cannon in an interview about cancel culture. So apparently she had some tweets from years ago where she was involved in racist conversations.
When you get canceled, one, it's the context. Mm. What did you do? You know?
Right.
So you take what you did. If it is something that's hurtful towards people, you apologize for it and you grow and you move on.
Right.
But then there is times where people will understand you're apologetic or they don't have to accept your apology at all, which is completely fair.
Right.
But it's how you handle it. And I think that if you are combative against people who are continuously trying to tear you down, it doesn't benefit you or the other people. People want to see everyone lose. I mean, the chaos is entertaining.
The way Nick was responding to her, he was like, yeah, right. So after the interview, she tweeted, if you're going to interview musicians, try to ask them about their music.
A word?
Anybody can ask you whatever they want to ask you, sis.
For real. Like, what is you talking about? You don't determine what we ask on our show. What did you talk about? Just say no or be quiet.
I don't cancel nobody, but you'll be on the suspended and injured reserve list.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I had to fight my job to get a promotion.
Did you win?
Oh, yeah.
Brian, cue the Rocky music.
All right, here we go. Give us a play-by-play of what happened, dog. Who threw the first punch?
Well, the first punch is this dude, he quit my job, but he came back thinking he can get his seniority back. But that's not how my job goes. Is whoever is there the longest gets the promotion. And, you know, I work with heavy equipment, like with cranes and forklifts and stuff like that, you know. So the promotion was a $3.50 raise. And they tried to pass me on that because this dude came back and, you know, he tried to flex on me. Like, I've been here before. I should get it first. Nah, player, that's not how it goes. Man, you leave, you start back at ground zero where I'm from.
That's right. He had to Mutombo him.
I just told my boss, like, if you give it to him before you give it to me, I'm going to quit. You might as well take my 2-week notice now. And he didn't like that too well. So I get to start training my new position tonight.
Well, congratulations. Let's toast to more money.
Hey.
Tacos on you tonight, dog. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. No, it's better tacos at the Outback Steakhouse with me. Hear me?
Holla!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The morning started with a sexy breakfast. Skillets, omelets, pancakes, waffles. All of that's at Hy-Vee. We got a $25 gift card. We're going to give you to try it out. Plus, get you qualified for $1,000 in hot summer cash. Stay with us for that.
A sexy breakfast, huh?
How sexy is launching into space?
Ow.
Jeff Bezos will be launching on his very own Blue Origin rocket in about an hour.
Oh, that's happening today.
Yeah, this morning, 8 o'clock.
No coincidence that today is the first, is the anniversary of Neil Armstrong landing on the moon.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary of it.
Look at you.
Or 52 years ago.
52nd, yeah.
Yeah, my bad, 52 years ago.
On board with him, his brother Mark, an 18-year-old who'll be the youngest ever in space, and an 82-year-old who'll be the oldest. They're leaving from a West Texas desert.
Good luck to them. I hope everybody goes, enjoy themselves, and comes back safe and sound. Space travel seems a little too far out of my reach, eh?
Been traveling in space since the 60s.
Ooh.
Ain't nothing new. The thing that makes this interesting is that it will be unmanned. So there won't be a pilot. So they'll go up, they'll spend about 11 minutes in space, and then they'll come on back down.
Any word how long all of that is going to take?
They'll go up for 11 minutes.
No. I'm talking about the whole thing.
I don't know. They just said it's 11 minutes up in space. So, I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It ain't for me. I know that.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. I'll go.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
What if y'all get stuck?
It'd have to
be
free, though. I'm not going to pay. But I'll go for free.
What if y'all get stuck up there, though?
What if you get stuck in your car? What if you get stuck
on
a train?
I ain't gonna get stuck in the car.
What if you get stuck?
I'm on the ground. I'm on the ground, though. You in the air.
Anything can happen doing anything. Just the other day, I slipped and fell. You know what I'm saying? These things happen. Stuff, I mean.
You okay? I mean, your arm.
My elbow actually
does. You got a little
chicken
wing over there, you know?
No, I don't. But my elbow does hurt. I ain't gonna lie. It does hurt. But, I mean, I guess when I think about life, I don't live my life that way. I can't worry about what could happen. I mean, anything could happen. We could be sitting here talking. The other day, I was eating a croissant sandwich, and one of the flaky parts of the croissant went down my throat, and it choked me. And you looked at me, and you put a mask on as if I had coronavirus.
I thought you was coughing, fam. What with the Delta variant going crazy? What you want me to do?
You know it was because of that flake from the croissant that went down my throat. And I was shocked because I said, dang, it ain't even melted in my throat yet. Why?
Oh, Lord.
But I digress.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're very similar on a lot of things, but also very different on a lot of things as well.
Yeah, buddy.
Once I'm up for the day. You like to take naps.
Absolutely. That's how I stay young. Looking young.
Mm-hmm. I'm 85 years old. I look like I'm 20.
black don't crack, baby.
So a sleep expert says that there is a perfect amount of time to nap, mm-hmm, and a perfect time of the day to nap if you're going to do so.
Okay.
I already know you've broken both of these rules here.
I haven't.
They say that a nap should only be between 10 and 20 minutes.
Oh, hell no. What is that? That ain't nothing. That's teasing. That's all that is.
When I was in college, I literally worked 3 jobs and I had a full load, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I sat quietly anywhere for 15 minutes, I could go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And usually if I would get 30 minutes, I would be good for another 5 or 6 hours so I could go work my night job.
Uh-huh. Sometimes those little energetic cat naps, they can work, but they don't work for me, though.
How long do you nap during the day?
I need at least 2 hours, minimum.
I can imagine you with this music playing while you go to sleep.
You damn right. I will play whatever I need to play. I will have, look, I got a sleep mask. All right. You know, I still got my lovely bed that I got. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I do. I put on all the intricacies when it comes to sleep. And I don't play about my sleep, man, for real.
The time of day you should nap? Between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
That's when I nap. That's usually when I'm asleep, right about that time. Yeah. Guess a good time to nap. Nothing's going on. It's usually quiet. Yeah. I need at least 2 hours, though.
Well, they also said do not let your nap stop you from having a full night's sleep. You should sleep at night, too.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes that can happen, too, when you sleep a little longer. Like, if you go to the 3.5-4-hour range. Yeah, fam.
3.5-hour nap?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not a nap to you?
No, that's sleeping. That's like a
No, fam. No. Full is 8 hours.
You got lines on your face and everything if you're sleeping for 3.5 hours.
That's a good nap. Slobber coming off your face, everything. Busy people like to take naps, especially Stacy Shaw, because she got a lot on her mind. Stacy, good morning. What you got?
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about what to do if you have a contract dispute. I'm going to be back at 7:37.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. Sunny skies. Right now, your sunny is 72 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. I think we're about to be wrapping this up soon.
Oh, yes, we are. Because Leo season is coming, baby. All my lions roar for me. We coming, baby. Leo season.
That didn't sound like a lion. That sounded like a sick dog. Happy birthday to NBA player Ben Simmons. He's 25 years old today.
Future Laker.
Carlos Santana, Grammy Award winning guitarist, is 74.
Hey.
I love Omar Epps. He's 48 years old today.
Uh-huh. Just watched Juice the other day.
NBA All-Star and actor Ray Allen in these streets, 46. Rapper Kool G Rap.
I'm right in front of my fourth step, thinking of a plan, looking like
Raggedy. You know about the road to the riches.
Know about L Street Blues. Okay, I don't know if it got too much cussing in it.
Yeah, don't do that. I saw Black Thought from the Roots do a set of Kool G Rap at the House of Blues in Dallas. That's the best show I've ever seen in my life. It's almost like he caught the Holy Ghost and turned into Kool G Rap on that stage.
Word.
He had a lisp and everything. That was the best show I've ever been to, Brian. And I done seen a bunch of people.
Yeah, you done seen a bunch.
Whew. Mm-hmm. And today would have been, today is the day that Pop Smoke, unfortunately, was murdered July 20th, 1999.
Well, no, that's when he was born.
Is it? In 99.
Yeah. This is his birthday. You good. We got it.
Dang, thank you for the correction.
You got you. Nah, we got
that all the way wrong, friend.
R.I.P. Pop Smoke. Happy birthday. And happy birthday, everybody else born on July 20th.
So Keisha Cole's mother, Frankie Lyons, has passed away. She was 61 years old. Keisha's brother, Sam, revealed on socials that she passed away Sunday at her Oakland home while celebrating her birthday.
R.I.P. Frankie. I did used to watch Keisha Cole's reality show, and that's where, you know, her mother was on TV, and it really exposed a lot of things that was going on in their family, a lot of personal stuff.
Definitely, it's well known that Frankie battled addiction for decades, and she had been doing well. Recently, there had been a post that she was 60 days clean, and apparently she relapsed, and unfortunately, it was to her death.
Just don't start, y'all. It's hard to get off of it.
You know, addiction is looked at so negatively in this country, but there are so many people that are suffering from it.
Yeah.
And all of the people that I know that have ever gone to the point where it's an addiction, they really wish they were not addicted.
Right.
It's not something that people think is funny and cute. They do it because it gets to the point where they have no control over it and it takes over their lives.
Yeah.
So, you know, my heart and prayers are going out to all of her children because she had a bunch of them.
Yeah. Big family.
For real, though. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta on yesterday. Carly Red talked about dating Lamar Odom.
You're a real whole independent woman.
For real?
And you're really good looking.
Lamar and I have been dating, and I just want to have fun, get to know you. Like, I love being with you, but you're so spoiled, babe.
So you gotta just probably set up boundaries.
You know what my boundaries are. You can't somebody else.
Okay.
We ain't had sex yet, but if I'm gonna date one person, I'm gonna date one person. I don't wanna be out here with like these other girls.
They're giving that thing up out there like that? Huh? Yo.
Deal?
I assume that she didn't do the feet trick on him yet.
Well, yeah, it hasn't happened yet. If it did, that conversation would have went completely differently.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacey Shaw knows the law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, sir. Let's tap in for that free legal advice.
Hey, Stacey, what you got?
Today, we're going to talk about what to do if you have a contract dispute. Common contract disputes are leases with your landlord. If you have bought a car or if you have had some sort of agreement that is bound by contract, so in business or with another person, maybe that you have borrowed money or something like that. Remember, if it's a contract dispute, especially if it's a landlord-tenant issue, everything that you need to know about that agreement is going to be in what's called the four corners of the contract. And so people call me all the time about provisions in their lease or in a repayment agreement for a car. I always tell them, make sure you get a copy of the contract. So both parties should always keep a copy of that contract, but especially your landlord, if they are enforcing a provision against you, they need to provide your original signature. And so you can always go back if they're saying, hey, you need to do something or other, say, hey, I want the original contract, because a lot of times people may try to present a document to you that does not comport with the original agreement. What I tell people to do is always take a copy of the contract and email it yourself, or take a picture and put it in your phone for later, because sometimes there will always be a disagreement, and then you have to go back to the four corners of the contract. If you can't agree, then you have the ability to go to small claims court for any dispute under $5,000. And the evidence rules are relaxed because you don't need a lawyer. It is built for people to resolve contract disputes without a lawyer. And so before you go to small claims court, I always suggest giving the person a certified letter, letting them know that they are in breach of contract and how they can cure the contract before you resolve to the court. People have questions about this all the time, and depending on how serious the issue is, you may need legal advice. You can call or text us at 816-359-1877. You can find me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law and online at StaceyShawLaw.com. Remember, today is Tuesday. We wear black to honor the victims of violence and call for complete peace on Tuesdays. Remember, knowledge is power, and we're giving power to the people every single Tuesday at 7:37. And you can catch old episodes at KPRS.com. Till next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
About 10 minutes until Jeff Bezos and crew blast off into space on his own company's rocket. That's space age pimping right there, boy. Come on, girl, get in my spaceship. I'm going to take you to another planet, Janet.
This ain't no deuce and a quarter, baby.
You can log on to our social media accounts to check out the flight. I'll be down to go to the gray beyond.
I'm too scared. I'm going to be honest with you. I got a fear of heights. That's why I don't ride roller coasters. I'm super good on that, man.
I've always been interested in space exploration. I remember being a young shorty, probably first grade, when Space Shuttle Challenger took off into space. Sally Ride was the first American woman in space.
Yeah.
And actually the youngest at the age of 32 on this flight with Jeff Bezos. They've got an 18-year-old who's going to shatter that statistic. And they've got an 82-year-old who will be the oldest person in space if everything goes good.
I wonder what made him do it. Just forget everything. I'm going to just ride it out till the wheels fall off, huh?
I mean, he's a billionaire. What else he going to do on planet Earth? just think. I mean, what else is going to excite him? Hey, let's go to, you know, Long John Silver's. No, it's nothing normal is going to, you know, I got to get out of this planet.
Long John Silver's, huh?
You know, the crunchies excite me, but I'm a regular chick, you know?
But it's like, okay, you in space, right? I mean, you're going to be weightless. You're going to experience that. But besides that, like,
man, my grandma be popping if I go off in space. You think I ain't going to be out here doing a story, going live on my reels.
Instagram live in space. That is a new stunt, though.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can't who gonna who gonna flex harder than that? But you ain't been to space, though.
Speaking of flexing, it is time to flex on your ex. 816-576-7103. Ooh-wee. Can't wait to hear what y'all got this week on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with The Morning Grind on Hot 103. Gems.
Flex on your ex.
You know, when you spend a night at your little homie house, you know what I'm saying? Is that what you want to call it? And she had the rags, but, you know what I mean? They was dirty on the floor, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
They was on the floor?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, she had a rag on the rack, but, you know what I mean? It had stuff on it. And,
really?
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't washed all the way, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
My grandmother used to call it sava. So, like, it's sour. Sour. She'd say sava. Oh. That rag sava.
So, fam, when you was over your ex's house, what did you do to wash up?
Man, you know what?
He nasty,
I told
him.
Come on now, dog.
I use her rag. She clean. I was all up in it anyway, so.
Nah, bro. I don't know how like that. I just told her, give me one of your shirts or something.
Uh-uh. Shirt?
Yeah. See, for real, talk to me, because you don't want to be wiping nothing. You don't know what she, you know, she probably has somebody else over there and wiped off with something. You might be wiping stuff off yourself.
This is a sick Negro.
Oh, man, you've been messing with them chicks out east, huh?
For real. You know what? She was out the way in like Grand View. You know what I'm saying? You know the bad ones be out there.
Brian, this story has a smell. Can we wrap this up?
We gotta wrap this up, though.
All right, bro. We ain't even gonna put your name out there. Just make sure you have a good day and get a clean wash rag, all right?
For sure.
All right, bro.
You just ratchet and raw tar.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820, look for highs in the mid-80s today. Sunny skies, humid. Right now, you are sunny and 72 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
So, Brian, Blue Origin was running late.
Uh-huh.
But they in the air now, child. They
oh, word?
Going out into this, yeah.
Okay.
They were supposed to take it off at 8 o'clock, but I think they needed to put some Diet Cokes on board or something.
Like on Southwest.
So, the Milwaukee Bucks are eyeing a possible NBA championship for the first time since 1971 if they're able to beat the Phoenix Suns out tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Giannis looks to cement his legacy as being probably the best player in the league now. He's definitely been giving Phoenix the business. It's going to be a tough one. It's tough to close out teams in the NBA Finals. So it's going to be in Milwaukee. So we'll see what happens.
U.S. gymnastics team alternate Carrie Eaker from right here in the town.
Mm-hmm.
She was set to be an alternate if something were to happen to the actual folks who were on the team. But unfortunately, she tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, no.
And she's now quarantining over in Japan.
Mm. Yeah, I've definitely been wearing my mask way more the past month.
They're going back and forth now about what kids are going to do in school. The American Pediatric Association says that any child over the age of 2 should be wearing masks. They're recommending that for the school this year, and some parents are against that. We'll talk more about that this week on the show. Raiders president Mark Badain, he resigned on yesterday after 30 years of being with the organization.
Got tired of taking them L's.
He was a training camp intern. That's a story and a half. I wonder if he's got a book. I'd love to read that. He started as an intern in 1991 and was able to work his way up to being the president of that organization. Wow.
That's what's up. Dang, he's been seeing losing his whole career. Dang, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess taking all them L's, you know, with the Raiders makes you quit. Losers.
You see how choice people get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at this. This look fake.
For real?
Yeah, this don't look right. You remember the episode of Gilligan's Island when...
No, Shay, we don't remember. Only you and about three other people listening right now.
That's not true.
Gilligan's Island.
That's not true. People remember Gilligan's Island.
I don't know, man.
I know you're trying to make an age joke, but...
Oh, no. We go back that far, fam.
I think it's over, friend.
You think... Oh, the
they just landed back. Yeah,
they landed
it's over.
Back?
Yeah.
They just took off.
I know that. I'm telling you. It says it's the first successful human flight. And they back. That's what I'm saying. It looked like that episode of Gilligan's Island with...
Congratulations.
They thought it was somebody from space that landed in the lagoon.
Shay got a black and white TV at home, y'all. It's a flat screen black and white TV.
Gilligan's Island was in color. What are you talking about? This is what I mean.
This was on Nick and Knight when I was growing up, man.
Anyway, Kanye West has announced an Atlanta listening event to preview his new album, Donda.
And my boy Cash already got tickets.
Yeah, they're not expensive at all. Prices are $50 and $20. Yeah.
Shay, I think this album gonna be something.
Would you be rushing to go and listen to that at the Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
I actually would.
Well, it's going down Thursday. You got time to hop on a flight real fast?
I'm good. I'm gonna let Cash do that. He gonna give me a progress report. I think this album gonna be a little different for Kanye and what we've heard the past several years, because he's getting away from... the Suge Avery crew with no talent.
The album will allegedly feature Travis Scott, Lil Baby, Future, Baby Keem.
I love Baby Keem.
Post Malone. Are they okay in there? Because they're not moving and nobody came to open
the
door.
You still looking at the flight?
Yes! Nobody's moving. They're just sitting there.
They chilling, man. They trying to take it in.
Yeah, they probably feeling some sort of way from being weightless, right?
Yeah, they were just out of space, fam.
I'm seeing he not moving, period. He's right in front of the window.
He's scared. I can't believe you're that enthralled with this.
I told you that I'm into space exploration. I am. I just bought a new book from a black astronaut. It's a thing called Dogs on Netflix, and they featured a black astronaut. I think his name is Leonard. Mm. I just follow him on IG and bought his book. But yeah, that's cool. Like, come on. Who doesn't like that?
Futuristic Shay.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
It's JR.
All right, JR, let's see what you got.
Die with me. White Beach Saints, lie with me. My advice is forget the limelight. Let's make love while we listen to Frank White. So tight, now I understand life.
Me, just a pretty woman next to me. Go ahead, take that.
Hell.
Things that I believe.
Go ahead, take that.
That we can start a family.
Start a family, yeah, yeah.
So what I really mean.
Lord.
This is what I need.
You sound a little hangry this morning, so let's go ahead and hook you up with a $25 Hy-Vee gift card. They've got a brand new breakfast, skillets, omelets, platters, pancakes, waffles, French toast, and a whole lot more.
Plus, JR, you got entry into that grand prize joint for your shot to get $1,000 in hot summer cash. Tell Kansas City what morning show you waking up with.
Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
I want to break it down.
Heating up your summer with $1,000 in hot summer cash.
I know that's right. Throw that money over here.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.